is the 11th of September 2015, and this is episode 40 of the Life as a Visual Storyteller podcast. My name is Roger Overall. I am a visual storyteller. I create photographs, videos, I cartoon, and I do a bunch of stuff. Anyway, I do animations as well. I just wanted to pick up on the last episode, episode 39, where I posed the question, when is it time to stop? When do you have to just realize that as a creative, you just don't cut it as a professional creative? It's not for you. You're not going to make the money that you want to. And I had some great responses to that. I just want to build on that a little bit and say, well, the episode was recorded with the mindset in which I'd lost a lot of work. Work had been dangled in front of me and then whisked away, taken away from me again. And that had happened quite a bit. And it's happened since then as well. And it really starts to grind you down and wear you down and doubts start to creep in. Now, my rock in my life, my wife, has told me that I must not get a job, must not go and get a day job. I know where I'm going to get a day job if I have to. I have a plan B. Plan B is already planned, if you like. But I'm not there yet. I've got some nice things bubbling away. And if they come to fruition, hallelujah, then I will see the light. I will see life very differently. And it's just my mindset at the moment. But here's another thing. When my workshop was cancelled by the PR Institute of Ireland, I did think to myself, I was talking to my wife and Anne in the car, and I was thinking, gosh, what could I do? Is this an opportunity? Is it an opportunity because I've been given back an entire day of my life? Well, maybe. I could do some marketing on that day. Is it an opportunity to do something else with the content? Well, that it definitely is. Because here are a number of options. I could take that workshop and market it under my own brand and deliver it myself. Cut out the middleman, if you like. That's one. I could turn it into a series of blog posts. I could turn it into a series of podcast episodes. I could also turn it into an ebook because the course is written. I could turn it into an ebook. I could also record a series of videos for the workshop and put them online on a platform like Teachery, in which case then I would have an online course that would just sit there and I could market it and people would sign up and they'd get the course delivered to them. And of course, I would have already done the work. So there are options. There are things that I can do. So when one door closes, what door can you... Here's an analogy. What door can you build yourself and open for yourself? In fact, that'll be the episode. The title of the episode will be Build Your Own Goddamn Door and Open It. There you go. Because as creatives, we are in a unique position. We are in a unique, because we're creatives, we're entrepreneurs. We're in a unique position that we can turn a negative into a positive. We can turn a disappointment into maybe an opportunity. We can create from scratch an opportunity for ourselves. What do you think of that? Let me know what you think. I hope you're creating and I hope you're successful. And I'll talk to you again soon. come in, come in. Look, I'm in an awful rush. I have to go and get my wife from the station in a few minutes. And I really want to get this episode recorded. Talking very briefly about health and staying healthy on the road, and particularly getting your fitness, getting your runs in and swims in on the road. I am struggling to do that. I've been on the road all of this week and no chance at all. Let me just, there we go. Sorry, suddenly in the background, you probably couldn't hear it, but suddenly in the background, all kinds of sound effects kicked in, and in the most inappropriate place because I'm still talking. So they should just be quiet, shouldn't they? But when you're on the road, how do you stay fit? How do you get your fitness program? How do you continue with your fitness program? I struggled this past week to actually get my runs in. In fact, well, I say struggled, I didn't do them. That's how badly I struggled. So I didn't get them in. I didn't get my runs done. And looking ahead at this coming week, and oh gosh, I hope I can podcast this week because I'm going to be in the Czech Republic filming a couple of films. But I don't see very much opportunity to go for my 10-kilometer runs during these shoots. So what are your tips? How do you, if you travel a lot and you are trying to stay fit, and or you might be training for a marathon, or you might be training for something else, or just in general that you have a fitness regime, how do you keep it going when you're on the road? I'd love to know. Anyway, I hope you're healthy. I hope you're fit. I hope you're creating. I hope you're successful. Take care of yourself.